Victory 91.5. Good morning, Jake Hamilton, the anthem. How are you? How is everyone today? Ray Haynes, where'd you come from?
Woohoo!
good morning. Haven't seen you since 5776.
It seems so long ago.
See you next year. This is exciting. This is a day that we look forward to each year. It's when Ray comes in and teaches on the feasts, and he'll be in here for Passover and Sukkot and for Yom Kippur. But he begins in the days of awe. He begins at Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year.
And it is exciting. I gotta say, I'm not one prone to probably make things bigger than they are. So let me just lead with that, because I really believe that this year is going to be the biggest year of our lives so far.
Mm.
Bigger year than your parents ever saw. Bigger year than your grandparents ever saw. We're on the precipice. We're going to be alive at probably one of the most significant times in history. Mm-hmm. So it's a big year to talk about. Mm-hmm. So we're going to take a prophetic look forward, what we can see. We're going to actually look back. We're going to go back to this time last year and say, okay, here's what we thought was going to come and what we know is 2016. Did it happen?
Mm-hmm.
And then look ahead at some of the neat things. The word Rosh Hashanah simply means head of the year, or it's New Year's Day, if you will, or the Feast of Trumpets. It's got a lot of fancy, cool names. But just to kind of break it down, this first section, we're just going to break things down and kind of bring you up to speed where you are, because if you're like most people, Rosh Hashanah means absolutely nothing. Basically, Rosh Hashanah, that when the Bible begins, when God says, remember this day, he's remembering the day he created Adam and Eve. It's day six of creation, all right? That's going to be Sunday. They start in the night, then go to the next day through the next night. So from evening till evening, the first day, the second day, the third day. So that's the sixth day. And that's going to be Sunday night to Monday night. So if you go backwards on your calendar, that means the first day of creation, 5,777 years ago on Wednesday, God said, let there be light.
Mm.
Then second day on Thursday, he separated the light from darkness. Today was the day he created land and vegetation. So let me just step back for a second, just so you can see kind of where we're going. If you kind of walk with God and your focus is on him, everything that he does is going to connect and kind of shine a light and open up. So I want you to think, just like in David's case, and I know in my case, I haven't talked to Leanne, so I don't know if it follows through for her too, but Wednesday was the first day of creation, right? Let there be light. So the light spectrum is huge. You know, the visible light is just a small part of that. But when we talk about light, we also talk about revelation. So, you know, as we get ready for this year, something I can say very confidently is, you know, what God showed me on Wednesday night is something that I'll walk in for the rest of this year, probably for the rest of my life. It was a significant revelation. David came yesterday. We sat down at the table with 20 pages of notes from the conference he attended on Wednesday and Tuesday. And that was revelation that I would say very confidently he's going to use for the rest of this year. There's a foundation that was laid, a light was shined, that's going to impact him in a very massive way. You might look back on this last few days. Yesterday was a day where he separated light from darkness. So it might have been a struggling day. It might have been a balance where it was hard to see right from wrong, and where maybe you were challenged or bothered or attacked or whatever. Today is going to be a foundational day. Even in what I'm going to bring to you today over the next couple hours is laying the foundation. That's, remember that word, foundation. This year is probably, that's one of the more significant parts. So if you're counting forward now, tomorrow would have been 5,777 years ago, he created the stars. They had a beginning. And as you look into the sky tomorrow night, remember that. If you happen to be headed near an ocean, maybe on day five, you could look at the ocean and realize it wasn't always there.
Right.
It had its beginning. Same thing on day six on Sunday night. He created the animals, and the last thing he created was the first eternal thing. Everything else was temporary. Everything else was the foundation. All right? Everything else, all those first 6 days up until he created man, that was the only eternal part he created. Everything else is going to be wiped away and replaced, except you. And then day seven would be the Sabbath, of course. So why stop and talk about this? Because, you know, on December 31st, I guarantee you're going to probably be in front of a TV somewhere. Mm-hmm. And you probably have, since you were little, watching Dick Clark and now Ryan Seacrest cross the time zones.
Or the college football playoffs.
Or the playoffs. You might do both all together. At some point, you're going to see the little thing in Australia with a little...
The countdown?
That's one of those memorable spots where the little opera house there in Australia.
Yes.
And they cross and through China and mm-hmm. Russia and they work their way here.
Is that when the koala drops?
I believe that's exactly what happens.
Exactly. So there's no mandate for that. We just do it because it's fun. It's a celebration. Mm-hmm. But we do have a mandate for this. We actually have God telling us, as a biblical feast, you started with Passover and Exodus, and this is a day you're to commemorate. For generations to come, you shall celebrate it as a festival to the Lord. It's a lasting ordinance. Now, that's not a law demanding it, but an invitation to encounter him. So, Rosh Hashanah, Sunday night to Monday, what we're going to talk about today, it's when God says, listen, let's celebrate the day I first thought about you. Mm. Mm. You were the first time I've had a thought of you. 6,000 years ago, I thought about you, and I planned on not ending the world until I made you, until I could know you. Mm. Think of it as the day you first met the one you're going to marry. That first revelation, that first glance, that first, the coffee shop.
I remember that.
Things don't fall out of your head. So this is a day that's very, very significant. Now, just kind of really... encapsulate this very quickly. The Jews have two calendars. One of them, there's a spring one and a fall one. This is technically the first calendar of the year, but we talked about Passover. We always come into Passover. When that happened about 1,500 years after creation, God said, this will be the first day of the year for you. Mm. He created a second calendar mm-hmm. just because one wasn't confusing enough. He created another one. But what's really cool about that, that Passover in Egypt foresaw Jesus on the cross. So that was when we would become born again. So he gave us a new calendar. He mm-hmm. set a new calendar in history so that we would understand that it wasn't just a little thing that was happening. So as we walk our way through after that Passover, we come into Pentecost. That's the time when Moses went up on the mountain to get the Ten Commandments. He came back down. They were sinning. He broke the Ten Commandments. So he had to wait a little bit, go back up yet again and get the Ten Commandments. That's right now. All right. He would have been up on the mountain getting the Ten Commandments, mm-hmm. the second one that did not get broken, but followed them through. And that'll happen on Yom Kippur. So in 10 days, or roughly 13 days now, that would be him coming down from the mountain. So by default, what we're talking about here is this is a season for reflection. It's a reflection inside, looking at your heart, and it's a reflection of looking at God's heart to see what he's asking of us. Once Rosh Hashanah begins, the next 10 days up until Yom Kippur are called the Days of Awe. I use all of these things, all of these days, starting with last Wednesday, this 2 days ago Wednesday, and just see what's happening in the map to kind of give you a really snapshot of what's coming in the year. So when I come back for Yom Kippur, we'll have a good look at what our expectations are for the year ahead. I'm going to tell you what I think now, but I'll tell you even more so in 13 days. That particular one, just to get you ready for, it is the only day... the only day, mind you, that God commands you to fast. Mm. That's explicitly commanded by God on Yom Kippur. You afflict your soul, not to punish, but to humble yourself. So, you know, he's got some really amazing things ready for you. And that's when Moses' face is glowing when he walks down from the mountain. So mm-hmm. I'm just to tell you, you know, it's when he tells us to distinguish between the holy and the holy, the clean and the unclean. These days are some of the most significant days of the year. So as we get ready for it, I'm just going to skim the surface because there's so much to talk about. But coming up on Sunday, if you're a celebrating kind of person, you would have had a new year on New Year's Eve, December 31st. Mm-hmm. You would have had one on Passover. And now this is the third new year of the year. Mm. It's just bonus points all the way around when you have mm-hmm. a double calendar like this. Mm. It's a day to celebrate a new beginning. And I got to tell you, the things that are coming. We're going to look last year. We're going to look this year. We're going to look through history. We're going to give you a little course in Hebrew to give you an understanding why we can even talk about this kind of stuff. Hmm. All of that's ahead.
It's Victory 91.5. Couple of things. Where are you going to get this? Where are you going to get stuff like this?
Right.
And that's why we're asking you to participate with us and go on this mission with us. And the only way we can do this is with your financial mm-hmm. support. So if today is one of those days where you're thinking, wow, I've been so busy, summer, and then school started, and then we had fall break, mm-hmm. and now we're back, and I haven't given to Victory 91.5, today would be a great day to do that at 770-781-9150, or you can give online right now at victory915.com. In a very practical way, where are you going to hear this again if you can't listen to all of the teaching today, all of this powerful downloading of powerful... Did I say powerful enough?
Powerful.
Yeah, powerful. Just go to the Victory 91.5 Facebook page. You'll see a blog. It'll have each segment listed, part one, part two, and there will also be a link to all of Ray's teachings over the last few years.
Herbert Automotive and Handy...